Okay. We are on Ches Amud Beis, by the last Mishnah, six lines from the bottom. Another Ein Bein. Today's all more Ein Beins. Ein Bein Sfarim, there's no difference between Sifrei Torah and Nevi'im and Tanakh, with Tefillin and Mezuzos, to the way Tefillin and Mezuzos are written. There's no difference, except one difference. Ella, Shahasfarim Nechtavim Bechal Lashon, Sfarim can be written in any language. But tefillin and mezuzos ainon nichtavos ella ashuris. Tefillin and mezuzos can only be written in ashuris. What's ashuris? Rashi says ashuris is lashon hakodesh. Ashuris is lashon hakodesh. So a sifrei Torah can be written in any language you want, but tefillin and mezuzos can only be written in Hebrew. What does that mean? We'll see in a minute. No, af besvarim lohi tiru sheyichdevu el yavanis. No, even Sifrei Torah cannot be written in all languages, but it can be written in Greek. Greek is different. Why is Greek different? We'll see in the Gemara. So what's going on here? So there's a machlokes. What's going on here? You know what? Let's do a little Gemara, and then we'll come back and discuss it. Simcha, can you do me a favor? Can you give me the last Igros Moshe? The last Igros Moshe Ches. So the Gemara says, "Ha, letoferin begidin," but regarding the halacha that there has to be sewing up the different parchments with gidin, which are from kosher animals, ulutame es yadayim, and the fact that they are metame the yadayim, like we said, we've been saying the past 2 days. Sifrei Kodesh are metame the yadayim. Zev and Shavim, they're both the same. Same halachas. Rashi says, very interesting. Rashi, he says, the first Rashi in the Gemara, Kol Sifreihen Asuyin Begilyon, all Sfarim are written in a Gilyon, V'aloch L'moshe Mesinehu B'tfilin U'mezuzos Sheyehu Tfurin, Begidin. The Tfilin and Mezuzos should be written with Gidin, meaning that they should be sewn together with Gidin. So all the Mepharshim jump on Rashi. What do you mean Mezuzos? What do you mean Mezuzos? How do you write Mezuzos in two different parchments? So some say he was just throwing it in, you know, Tfilin and Mezuzos go hand in hand, Lav Dafka Tfilin and Mezuzos. Others say, no, let's say you have a Mezuzah and it ripped. Somebody ripped it in half. You could sew it back. There are halachas that you can't write a Mezuzah on two different. But if you wrote it on one and then it got ripped, you can put it back together. So that's the discussion in that Rashi. Okay. Now, mezuzah.
No,
so tefillin is on a shayla because tefillin, you have four parshios. So maybe they can be written on four separate parchments and you can connect them. That was an akasha. But mezuzah is only one parsha. So it's shema and vahayim shema. What are you sewing? By tefillin, it could be yourself. By tefillin, it could be the batim. It could be. In a chemer, that could be. It could be that, or it even could be sewing together different parchments. But by mezuzah, what are you sewing together? So that's a discussion in Rashi. Okay, next. V'svarim nechtavim b'chal lashon. V'raminhu. But what do you mean? What do you mean to say for Torah could be written in any language? What do you mean? We have a kasha because the Braisa says mikra shekasvu targum. Let's say you have parts of the Torah, most of the Torah, almost all of the Torah is written in Hebrew. And part of the Mikra, Shekasvu Targum, you wrote it in Targum. You wrote it in Targum. Or the Targum, or there's one place in the Torah that has Aramaic in it. That's Yegar Sahadusa in Parshas Vayetze. The Gemara's going to say that in Amud Aleph. Or that part of the Torah, which is written in Aramaic, Shekasvu Mikra, you wrote it in Hebrew. Or, Rashi says, or the parts of Daniel, which are written in Aramaic, you wrote it in Hebrew. So you wrote it in the wrong way. Or the Ksav Ivri, or you wrote it in Ksav Ivri. So the easiest way to translate Ksav Ivri is, Ksav Ivri means that, the Rambam says, the others say this, Ksav Ivri was the common writing, the common Hebrew. Ksav Ashuris was reserved for Kodesh. That was reserved, the letters that we have today, the letters that are in our Sifrei Torah, in our Megillah, in our Tefillin, that was reserved only for Sifrei Kodesh. What about what was written on coins or other documents or other things? That was called Ksav Ivri. So you wrote a Torah with that Ksav. The Ramban says, you see these old ancient coins, it's not Hebrew on there. What is that? He says that's Ksav Ivri. So you write on Ktav Ivri, or Ein Matame Sayidayim. None of these are Matame Sayidayim. Why? Because they're not good. It's not a real Torah. Ad Shiach Tevenu B'Ktav Ashuris. That's the written on Ktav Ashuris. Al HaSefer, on a real Sefer, Ubedio, and with ink. So how could you tell me how could the Mishnah say that you could write a Sefer Torah in any language? What do you mean? It's only written in Hebrew. Amar Rava says, Lo Kasha. No, that's not a Kasha. Kan, our Mishnah is talking about Begufon. When you wrote a Sefer Torah in English, but you used Ashuris letters. So you wrote in the beginning, you wrote Aleph Nun for the word in. In other words, you kept the Hebrew letters, you just wrote it in a different language. Like that's called that thing transliterated. Right? The gufon. The guf of the letters, that's still Hebrew. But you wrote it in English. That's the mission says that's fine. Kan begufon shalahen. What's the braisa talking about where it's no good? You wrote it in a different language. You wrote it in English. That's for sure no good. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amale abaya. So b'mayu kimta. What is the Mishnah talking about? What's the Brisa talking about? Lahi begufon shalahen. You wrote it in English. You wrote it in a different language. So the ma'iriyim mikra shekasvu takim takim shekasvu mikra. So then why do I care? Why do I care if you wrote, we started off by saying, if you wrote the Hebrew parts in Aramaic or the Aramaic parts in Hebrew, then you have a problem. Why do I care about those parts? Afilu mikra shekasvu mikra, v'targum shekasvu targum nami. It should make no difference which portions you wrote wrong. It should be any portion, even the Hebrew parts. You wrote in a different language, it doesn't make a difference. The haktani, adchi yichtivenu, ashur et al sefer b'dio. Because the braisa said, it has to be written in English, in ashuris, with ink. So how could it be that you could have? So if what you're saying is true, Rava, that you wrote a Sefer Torah in English but using Hebrew letters, then why did the first part of that brisa limit it to a targum and mikra? Why are you limiting it? Mr. Freud's out there. Oh. Ella lo kasha. So you're right. That can't be pshat. That can't be pshat. Ella lo kasha. Here's pshat. Ha Rabbanon, ha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. You're right, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. The Rabbanon allow it, and the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel didn't allow it. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. E Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, ha'ikvi yivonis. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel allows Greek. He allows Greek, so that he can't be. Ella lo kasha. You're right, it's not a kasha. Kan besvarim. One case is talking about svarim. The bride one's talking about svarim. Kan betfilin umizuzos. And the Brice is talking about tefillin and mezuzos. And the Mishnah is talking about Svarim. Svarim, you can write in any language. But tefillin and mezuzos, you can't. Has to be written in Hebrew. My taima. Tefillin and mezuzos, my taima. Why tefillin and mezuzos? Only yes. Mishum d'ktiv b'hu, v'hayu. Because it says regarding both of them, v'hayu. B'havyos and yehu. Meaning it has to be written exactly, it has to be written in Hebrew. It cannot be written in another language. My tagim shekasvu mikro ikka. What targum is there in a tefillin or mezuzahs? Bish lama Torah. I understand in the Torah that there is targum ikka yigar sahadusa. There's such a phrase in Parshas Vayetze that says yigar sahadusa. Ela hacha my targum ikka. Where's targum in tefillin and mezuzahs? Right? So the Pnei Yeshua asked, what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina? We only have Targum one place in the whole Torah. What's the Havamina that this Targum is the Tefillin and Mezuzos? What's the Havamina? The answer is, it can't be Pshat. Well, what was he thinking? So Pnei Yeshua says, you know what they were thinking? The word Lototafos. The word Lototafos, we don't know what that word means. Right? So even the Gemara says that in African it means this, and in some other language it... So there's a Gemara later on that the word totafos also has an Aramaic root. We'll get to it. I think it's on daf yud something later on. I don't know remember exactly where yudalid, maybe tesvav. That there's an Aramaic root to the word totafos. So there is such a thing. So it could be that was the Havamina. The maskana is, yeah, but that's just a drasha. It's a drasha that it has an Aramaic root. But on its surface, it's not Aramaic at all. Other languages, but that's not Aramaic, and that's not Targum. El lo kasha, so it's not a kasha. Kan b'megillah. The braisa that doesn't allow you to write in any other language, that's talking about Megillah Esther. Kan b'svarim. When can you? Sifrei Torah. Megillah, my time. How come you can write a Megillah? How come Megillah has to be only written in Hebrew? Diktiv ba, kichsavam v'chil shonam. But it says, kichsavam v'chil shonam. Some change this, because those two words are not written regarding writing the Megillah Esther. They're written about the edict that Ahasuerus promulgated. So they change it to a different two words that mean the same thing that were written about Esther's writing the Megillah Esther. Now, my Targum Shekasvu Mikra Ikka, where's their Targum in the Megillah? Where's the Targum in the Megillah? Amar of Papa, Venishma Pisgam HaMelech. The word Pisgam is the same word as Dover. They listen to the decree, the words of the king. And all the women gave their yakar. What's yakar? It's the same thing as kavod. So it's just Aramaic words. So we do have Aramaic in the Megillah. The Brisa that said that if you switch Aramaic to Hebrew, Hebrew to Aramaic, it's no good. That's talking about Megillah's Esther. Our Mishnah is talking about Sifrei Torah. Fine. So there's a machlokas. What's going on here in this Mishnah? The Mishnah says that you can write a Sifrei Torah in any language. So the Ramban takes it more at face value that we're talking about writing a Sefer Torah that people are going to read. Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe it could be written in another language. The Ran says that we're discussing the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, which gets to a bigger discussion about the Rush holds that the purpose of writing, the purpose of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to learn Torah. In the olden days, there were no books. There were no svarim on the shelf. So the whole issue was writing Sefer, the whole purpose of writing a Sefer Torah was to learn. The Rush held, therefore, you can be Mekayeh that mitzvah by buying Sefarim. Because that's the whole purpose. Nobody goes to the shul, pulls out a scroll from the Aron Kodesh and starts learning. Nobody does that. Even in the Rush's day, nobody did that. They had books. And therefore, that's the same equivalent. So that discussion spills over to here. If you have a Sefer Torah, if you have something written in French, right? The Rambam wrote almost everything in Arabic. Almost everything. Reb Sadjigon also. They wrote almost everything they wrote in Arabic. The only thing the Rambam did not write in Arabic was the Yad HaChazaka. But all the Igarises and all his Mishneh Torah and all the Morin Avuchah, that was all written, not Mishneh Torah, the Pirush HaMishnayos, that was all written in Arabic. And then it was translated. So that our Mishnah says that would be good. That would be good. The Rambam doesn't help. Right, and then the Turi Evan says, it can't be that this whole discussion is about whether or not you can be Mekayeh the mitzvah of Ksuvah Sefer Torah in another language, because we always, throughout this whole Amid here, we've been lumping the Ksuvim also. There's no mitzvah to write Ksuvim. It can't be that the whole thing is limited to that one issue of Ksuvah Sefer Torah, because we've kept on referring to Ksuvim. Rashi did it. Rashi said the Targum also of Daniel. So he says it's very difficult. It's very difficult. He says the whole question is, there's another machlokas in Masechet Gittin. Can you write down parts of Torah to teach children? That's another discussion. So that discussion over there is the same machlokas over here. Can you write down a Sefer Torah in another language to teach kids? And the Mishnah held yes. And the Braisa held no. And Tefillin and Mezuzah is also not. Those he can't. But you want to just rewrite Parashas Bereishis for the kids? That's what's going on here. That's what the Turi Evan suggests. The Rambam holds a few more lines, and then we'll see how we paskin. Ravashi Omar, Ravashi says no, a whole different shot. Ki Tanya Hahi. When are we talking about Bishar Svarim? We're talking about other Svarim, not Sifrei Torah. Rav Yehuda Hi, it's Rav Yehuda. The Tanya Tefillin and Mezuzos Ein Nuchtavin Ela Ashuris. Tefillin and Mezuzos can only be written in Ashuris. For Abbasenu Hitiru Yevonis, and our rabbis permitted, the rabbis of Shur Ming and Lil, they even permitted Greek. And we're going to have a story why. V'hayu. What do you mean they permitted Greek? But it says regarding Tefillin and Mezuzah, V'hayu, which means has to be written as is, meaning only Hebrew. Ella, right, you're right. Ella Ema, Svarim Nechtav B'chol Lashon. You're right. So if a Torah was written, it can be written in any language. It can be written in any language. For Abbasenu Hitiru Yevonis. And they permitted Greek. the rabbis, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he permitted Greek. Michlal, which seems to imply the Tanakhama Aser. The Tanakhama Aser in Greek. But that can't be, because the Tanakhama Aser everything. I'm sorry, he was Mater everything. He was more Makel. He said all kibbutz in any language. So Rabbi Yehuda is very difficult. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela Ema, rather, Rabbasinu Lohiti was Sheikh Devu Elievanis. He only permitted Greek. No other language except for Greek. V'tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Afkasheitiru Abaseinu Yevanis, even when they matter Greek, lo hitiru ela b'sefer Torah. They only permitted a sefer Torah. Why Greek? U'mishomaitse b'talmei hamelech. Because of the story with Talmei hamelech, which we'll get to in a minute. So that's how the Rambam paskins that way. The Rambam's even more machmir. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ein kos fin tefillin mezuzas ela b'ksav ashuris. Can only write it in Hebrew. Tefillin mezuzas, that's clear. Can only write it in Hebrew. V'hitiru b'svarim lichtov af b'yivani b'lvad. What about svarim? That we will matter, you can write svarim in Greek. That you can write in Greek. Av ukvar nishka yivani min ha'olam. Who knows Greek? In the Rambam's time, in the 1100s, who knew Greek? Nobody. So the Rambam says, nobody knows Greek today. V'nishtabesh, it's going to make a mistake. People are going to make mistakes. Try to read it in Greek. V'avad, and it's gone, it's lost. Lefikach, therefore, ein kosvin hayom shloshtan ela ashuris. Today, you can only write in Hebrew. Only Hebrew, only ashuris. That heter is gone. That's what the Rambam says. The Mordechai has an unbelievable story. He says there was once a ger, and he quotes it in the first parak of Megillah, in the back, the Mordechai says that there was a ger, and they asked the shaila to Rabbeinu Yoel, whoever that is, one of the Rishonim, can the ger learn Judaism from the church texts of the Bible, because he didn't know Hebrew. And Rabbi Yoel said no, because the Rambam says no. We pass on to Rambam, we pass on to Shir ben Gamliel. First of all, the only heter is Greek, and that must have been written in Latin, or other languages that they had over there. The Mordechai lived in Germany. Maybe it was German or Latin or French, but it certainly wasn't English, it certainly wasn't Hebrew, and it certainly wasn't Greek. So the path can know. Just thought that was a very interesting psak. Guy wants to become frum, and there's no way for him to do it because he can't study. He has to teach him Hebrew first. But the Shulchan Aruch is much more makel. The Shulchan Aruch is much more makel, and the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Lamed Dalid in Hilchas Shabbos talks about if a fire breaks out. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol kisvei kodesh matzilin." We save everything. All kisvei kodesh we save. There's gemaras that seem to imply that we didn't in those days, but also kisvei kodesh we save. Ha'idna now mipnei hadaleka because of a fire. The korin behem afilu ksuvim b'chol lashon. No matter what language they're written in, they're special. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Why did the mechaber have to say that?" He said that because. Really, they can only be written in Hebrew. V'hu haksav shall say for Torah ublashan kodesh. For Torah shebal peh, he says also lichtov elo shekorin also bal peh. Right, Torah shebal peh should not have been written down. V'im, where does he say it? Right, but he says avol idna now the butzer liba ki nismait hadas v'hazik koron. Now we're so weak and so low, and we don't have memory. We can't learn bal peh. Hutter lift off Torah Shabbal Peh, we'll let it write down Torah Shabbal Peh, Kadesh Lo Yishtakhu, it shouldn't be forgotten. V'gam, k'chol k'sav v'loshon, any language. V'im Torah Shabbal k'sav b'chol loshon u'b'chol k'sav, I'm sorry, v'gam Torah Shabbal k'sav, even Torah Shabbal k'sav, b'chol loshon u'b'chol k'sav, it can be written in any language, in any script, Kadesh Shiyavinu kol ha'am es divri ha'Torah, so that people should know Torah. Ki ein hakol b'ki in b'loshon hakodesh. Not everybody knows Hebrew. V'samchu kol zeh ma'ad etziv eitz la'asas Hashem hefer Torah secha. Right, that's the heter for writing down. And the Mishnah Berurah, he says, even other languages. Ulochein, korban behen, u'matzilu masam b'fnei delika b'shabbos. You can save them, and you can read them, and they're special. The Rav Moshe, he does have one very interesting, he has a very long tshuva about this. It's in Yerodeya, the last Yerodeya, in Simen Lamed, where is it? It's in Simen Lamed Ches. And he says there that it's very long, it goes on for many pages, but he does say one very interesting thing. He says, someone asked him about not just, the whole discussion about having Torah written in other languages. So he has a discussion. He says, "Sheyesh lehim Noah
we should refrain. Milatargei mishnayis v'halachos. Av Torah shebiksav. We shouldn't translate everything into English, into other languages. Mishon hachashash litos hamitargeim. Because we have to make sure of the mitargeim. And he goes in through that. I understand that people are difficult and they have a hard time learning it, but just to go slower. Go slower, you'll be able to do it. And we don't want to rely on these. He says you have two problems. First of all, people don't know how to write. And second of all, people don't have to chachamim. So to get both, not so easy, not so simple. But he doesn't answer it. He says he's not answering it. He just wants to make sure that people of the Shavua already mastered it. The Shulchan Aruch already mastered it. But so it's a very interesting discussion about, you know, the dangers, and you know, we see so much good comes out of translations, but there are things you have to be careful about. Okay, that's basically the whole discussion about translating the Torah to other languages. Of course, nobody says that you can read it on the Sifrei Torah at the Bima in another language. That's for sure not. The only question was, well, the Ramban seemed to suggest that, but that we don't know what holds like that. The only question is it mutar bechlal, just to translate it? And the answer is, even the Rambam held no, but the Shulchan Aruch held yes. Okay, next. Right, so that's a good question. So what? We're not talking about what? So there's a Rashi in Parshas Devarim that says that Moshe Rabbeinu translated the whole Torah into 70 languages, which we're going to get to right now with Talmud HaMelech. So some say, how can Moshe Rabbeinu do that? How can Moshe Rabbeinu do that? No heter. So some say it was just the Aseret HaDibros. Just the Aseret HaDibros. Just the highlights. That's what he did. It wasn't the whole Torah. Oh, so we had that. So I think the best answer is that regardless of whatever script they find in Israel in archaeological digs that have different letters than we have today, the Sifrei Torah never changed. That's the Ritva says that Sifrei Torah never changed. So that's there's a Gemara that says that Ezra changed it. So he might have changed common script. I don't know if it mentions, I have to look that up. I was thinking about that. Because for Masorah purposes, it's very easy, it's very comforting to say that the Torah has never changed. Maybe the common writing, the coins, the shtaros, the documents, those might have changed. But it's very comforting to know that the Torah never changed. I don't know what the oldest Torah that we have is. I know the Rambam found a Torah that he thought was from Ezra's time. He made a big suda. Because all his Masorah questions were confirmed. So I know he made a big. So I don't know where that Torah is, and we still have that. I don't know how far back we go. What's the oldest Torah we have? I don't know. You know, the Dead Sea Scrolls are not written in the same Hebrew as ours, and that goes all the way back to the Second Beit Hamikdash. They're not written in the same Hebrew. They're written in a different Hebrew. So you could say that wasn't Sifrei Torah. That was just scrolls that they wrote.
I think it's sunk on a ship or something.
Right, something happened to Rambam's Torah. So I don't know if we have it. So it's very right. I know there's a Gemara that says that, and over here where it says Lashon Ivri, they translate it to mean everything but Sifrei Torah. Everything but the coins and then the documents, but not Sifrei Torah. But I know there's a Gemara about Ezra that says, okay, we have to look that up. Anyway, Maisa v'Talmai HaMelech. There was a Maisa with Talmai HaMelech. This happened after the death of Shimon HaTzadik. So sometime during the Second Beit HaMikdash. Shekines Shivim Vishnayim Zikanim. He took 72 elders. Vehechnisam Vishivim Vishnayim Batim. He put them in 72 different houses. Velogilahem Alma Knisam. He didn't tell them why he did this. The Nifnes Eitzel Kalechad Viechad. He went to each one, Amalahem, and he told them, Kisvuli Torah Moshe Rabchem. Translate for me the Torah of Moshe your Rebbe. Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Belev Kalechad Viechad Eitza. Hashem gave them the same Siyata Dishmaya, the Hiskimu Kulon Ladas Achas. And they all wrote it with the same changes. They all made, there are here 15 changes. They all made the same changes. It was Ruach HaKodesh and it was Siyata Dishmaya that they should all make the same changes. The changes were all made for various reasons that the Goyim shouldn't think there's something wrong with the Torah. For example, the kids below, they wrote, Elokim bara Bereshis, that God was the first creator. Because if it would have said Bereshis bara Elokim, it could be misleading and people could think Bereshis is the name of a God, and then he created Elokim. There's two gods. So to dispel that, Rashi explains, because who would start off writing a document and not mention God first? So they wouldn't buy the drushes. That's the recurring theme is, they're not going to buy into all our drushes. So it has to be very clear. So Elohim, God, Barbaracious, he created the world. Next,
Esa Adam Betzelim Ubedemus. It doesn't say that we will create in plural, which is what the Torah says, right? Rather, I did it, because they shouldn't think there were two gods. Then next, Vayechal B'yom Hashishi V'yishmas B'yom Hashvi. Right, we have Vayechal Elokim B'yom Hashvi. Hashem rested on the seventh day. We have the drasha that Ba Shabbos Ba Menucha, that Hashem created Menucha. They don't buy into all that. So it has to say Hashem stopped on the sixth day, because otherwise it gives the impression that Hashem did work on Shabbos. Right, we have a drasha that he didn't, so that's why they changed it. Next, Zachar Unekeva Bar'u, that V'loksiv Bar'am. Hashem created Bar'u, V'loksiv Bar'am. This is the only time of all 15 where it tells you what it really says in the Torah. So the Mashal says, because there are twice, it says Zachar Unekeva Bar'a Osam. One time it says Zachar Unekeva Bar'a Osam, and here it says Zachar Unekeva Bar'u. So the Ben Yoyada, the Rishash, that the reason why it says over here what the correct text is because they changed only this pasuk, not the other one. Because the other one right away goes into the story with the rib. So they didn't have a problem with that. The problem here is that it could be they didn't want anyone to think that Hashem created a male and a female, two bodies, and both of them had the faces of a male and a female, which is what it sounds like. Zachor and Kevah Bar'am. They created males and females. So no, that's why they changed it to Bar'u. They only created one body. Next, Hava Er Dava Avla Sham Svasam. I will go down by myself. They changed it to say regarding the Dar HaFlaga to mix up all the languages. Not let's go down, meaning him and his Bezin Shalmaila. I'll go down myself. Next, Vatitzchak Sar Bekiroveha. It doesn't say Vatitzchak Sar Bekirba. Our Torah says, the Torah says Vatitzchak Sar Bekirba. She laughed at her insides. They changed it to say she laughed to her relatives. Why? Because the Torah says that Avram also laughed. Avram also left, right? And Avram also left, but Hashem didn't get upset at Avram, right? We know the pshat, because Avram left out of simcha, and Sarah left out of mockery. That's the difference. So some ask, so why did they write that? Why did they add, Avram left out of simcha, and Sarah left out of mockery? Why did they add that? So they didn't want to, pshat, they didn't want to, in black and white, slander Sarah. They didn't want to, also they wanted to make the changes as small as possible. So Bekirba and Bekroveha is a very small change. Have to go add what Avram did and Sarah. It's going to get to more changes. It'll minimize the changes. Next, when the two brothers, when Shimon and Levi came back from after killing Shechem, what Yaakov said was, he said, Ki ba'apim hargu ish, because in your anger you killed men. That implied that Yaakov was angry at them. I mean, he was angry at them, but it implied that they were wrong. Therefore, they changed it to say, Ki ba'apim hargu shar. Meaning, you killed animals, even if it's people. It doesn't bother me. Meaning, I'm not so angry. I'm not Yidachayev Misa, I'm not so upset. Then next, U'ubertsonam ikru evos. And you kicked up the evos, the trough. Really, it says U'ubertsonam ikru shar. It says ish and shar. So they changed it to shar and evos to demonstrate that they have no tainus on, Yaakov had no tainus on them. He was upset because it was going to look bad for the future, but he had no tainus regarding what they actually did. Next. What? Vayikach Moshe es ishto v'yes bonov. This is in Parsha Shmos. V'yarkivim al noseh b'nei Adam. And he put them on noseh b'nei Adam, the carrier of people, which would imply a camel. They didn't want to write camel because it was an outright lie. What it did say was al hachamor. Why'd they change it? Because they put him on a donkey. That's pasnish. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of the Jewish people, was so poor he had a donkey. So it couldn't be. So they changed it. Told them before Shemesh, so what did they change it for? So he was poor. So it's such a terrible thing that he was poor. Right? So he was poor. So I saw unbelievable vart, because it says in the Torah, that it, the Medrash says that at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, everybody was busy getting money from all the Egyptians. And what was Moshe doing? He was getting Atzmos Yosef. He was involved in the mitzvah of getting Atzmos Yosef. So, but getting the spoils was also a mitzvah. Hashem said, tell everybody to go ask. Go ask all the Egyptians for the money. It's also a mitzvah. So Moshe had a different mitzvah? The answer is yes, because Moshe was never, we know that all that spoils, all that money, was payment. There were slaves for 210 years, give them payment. Moshe was never a slave. Moshe never worked. If he'd taken a penny, it would have been improper. So he had to go be busy with a different mitzvah. He was getting Yosef. So if it would have mentioned his donkey, it could leak. Where'd you get that from? Where'd you get that from? It would have been improper. Had to be changed. That's one shot. Another shot I saw is because
because we know, it says in Zechariah, that when Mashiach comes, he's coming on a donkey. Why is he coming on a donkey? It's because, this is what I think the Ger Rebbe says, it's because donkeys go very slow. It takes a very long time for the donkey to come. As the donkey's coming, people, it's not him, it's not for real. Coming very, very slow. It takes a long time. People have a long time to get on board, do tshuva. Here he is. It's really for real this time. That's why they're not coming on a donkey. Goyim don't understand such a concept of tshuva. They don't understand that. What do you mean? If Mashiach's here, let him come fast. Moshe Rabbeinu, let him come fast. No, but that's what went on a donkey to go very, very slow. Since Goyim can't understand such a drasha, they had to change it. Okay. Next. They changed it to say that the Shibud in Mitzrayim was 400 years. They changed it to say, and other lands was 400 years. Because if you do the Cheshbon, there's no way that they were in Mitzrayim for 400 years. Because when Yaakov Avinu went down, as Rashi, this gigantic Rashi points out, Kahas went down with him. And Kahas, Amram, Moshe, you don't have 400 years. You're not going to get to 400 years. You're only going to get to 210. 400 years, Rashi explains, begins at the birth of Yitzchak. Why does it begin then? So Rashi says, it's a difficult concept, because that's when, because Avram was a stranger even then. Even then he was a wanderer, he was a nomad. So it counts even from then. It's not a gullus. I always had that problem. What's a gullus for 400 years, starting from Yitzchak's birth? There's no gullus. Yes, it wasn't, I mean, there was no gullus in the classic sense of what a gullus is. But that's what we always assume, that it's from the birth of Yitzchak. So they changed it to say other lands, because they didn't want it to look like it wasn't true. Next, Vayishlach es Za'atute b'nei Yisrael. And this is in this week's parsha. It says, Vayishlach es Na'arei b'nei Yisrael, which we know are the Bechorim. They changed it to be Za'atute, which means Lashon of Chashav. How could it be that they sent a bunch of kids to greet Hashem? Nah, they sent the Na'arim, the lads. How could that be? Some say because the Bechors, you didn't do anything to earn that. You're born first, you become special. So that can't be. Why should that be? The Goyim, they have a very hard time with that. Why should that be? Just because you're born first, that makes you special. So they change it to be Zatute. Then it says later, Ve'el Zatute b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado. The pasuk really says, Ve'el Atzile b'nei Yisrael, to the nobles. They change it just to be consistent. They don't want to have, like, why are you changing it? So they change it just to be consistent. Next. Lo chamad echad mehem nasasi. I didn't touch it really says, lo chamor echad mehem. When Moshe was complaining to b'nei Yisrael, I didn't even take one donkey from them. So they changed the donkey again to be lo chemed. I didn't desire anything. Meaning, we didn't want to mention the donkey. We already took the donkey out. So the donkey is mentioned again. It's taken out again. Next, it says in Parshas Devarim, I think, Asher cholak Hashem alokech lohem. The real pasuk says, this is a part that we don't really know that well. It says, Upentisa inecha shemayim over Isis Hashemesh v'tayirech v'tayikochavim called tzva Hashemayim v'nidachte v'shtachavitzu lehem v'vadatem asher cholak Hashem elokecha osam l'kol ha'amim tachas kol Hashemayim. They added the words asher cholak Hashem elokecha osam l'ho'ir l'kol ha'amim. Meaning, don't think I let you do avodah zara. It's only going to be for light, not for avodah zara. That's what the change was. Then v'yelech v'yavod elokim achem asher lo tzivitzi la'avdam. They added the words asher lo tzivitzi la'avdam, which I didn't let you do. I didn't let you do it. The kasa of law, they also changed es tziras haraglayim. They changed the arneves, which is one of the non-kosher animals, to the one with the short legs. Why did they change that? V'lo kasa v'lo es arneves. They didn't want to write arneves. Why not? B'pnei she'ishto shel Talmai arneves shema. Because the wife of Talmai, her name was arneves. And they didn't want it to be shelo yomru tzisachaku biha yehudim. They're making fun of me. V'hitilu sham ishto ishti batorah. And they put my wife in the Torah. Like she's Talmai. So they took her out, they changed. So the Mefarshim say, what they change it for? Because, like, why would you think that? So some say, because the Arneves, interesting, is the only feminine animal mentioned in the Torah. But maybe just by the kosher, non-kosher. So, like, it's a slap in the face to him. That's first of all. Second of all, there are three animals mentioned there that have chewing the cud and not split hooves. The camel, the shafan, and the Arneves. So Talmud could say, so write two out of the three. You have to write all three. Just to slander my wife, right? And we know that those are three written because those are the only three in the world. So that's what we know. But that was the reason. So they changed. So for him, they changed it. So we know that if the heter was only made just because of Talmai HaMelech, so then why is it a heter now? Right. That's the whole answer to the question. So the whole reason why you can translate into Greek is because Talmai HaMelech forced 72 people to do it. So why is that a heter for Lodoros? or Sepiyahet L'doros. So the Sfasema says, because if we would have gone back to Aseret, then basically what we're saying is that these 72 people did an Isser. We don't want to say that. They were forced. They didn't have a choice. We don't want to say they did an Isser. So they matered it. So they were abundant anyway. So they're right to here. So they're abundant anyway. So they matered it. That's one shot. The Chassam Sofer says that no, since it's happened to Derech Nes, it's a raya that it's okay. Right? So those are the two pshatim. Fine. Next. So just the Ben Yehuda asked, how come we didn't mention, how come we didn't change the donkey of Avraham? Or Vayachbosh as Chamoro, he saddled his donkey in the morning. Why don't we change that? So he answers, because we know from the pasuk that Avram was rich. So if Avram was still saddling a donkey, it must mean he had a special connection to the donkey. It must be that he had a shy, otherwise, you're right, it makes no sense. If you're, it's a little hard to understand, because the whole thing is hard to understand. If you're poor, then we don't want to mention you had a donkey, because it's belittling. But if you're rich, rich people do have poor items. It's not so unheard of. That's why, that's a video that says. No, but he saddled it. So why didn't he ride in royalty if he was so wealthy? Because he must have had a connection to the donkey. So just one historic point. The Shulchan Aruch says, I think it's in Tuf Resh Pei, that Ches Teves, one of the reasons we fast on Ches Teves is because Talmai HaMelech, that's the day that this change happened. And it was a tremendous downfall for the Jewish people, because now the Torah was available to the world. And since then, it caused a lot of problems. So, but the question always is, there was a big nace. A big nace happened. Fine, it was a sad thing that the Torah was available. But the Levite said it's a big nace, because it could have been a lot worse. Why are we fasting? So the Sefer Olive Rodin gives a mashal. He says, the mother says to a child, you know, the lion is the most ferocious animal. It's unbelievable. It's the biggest ferocious animal. It could kill you. It could jump on you. My kid thinks, wow, lion. They go to the zoo, and they see this lion sitting there in the cage. It's all old lion. It doesn't move. You can't get the lion to move. And the kid says, that's the lion. That's the fierce lion. It's the king of the jungle. That's it? It's nothing. It sits there like a lump on a log. That's the lion. So he says, that's what happened. The Torah is an unbelievable piece. The Torah is unbelievable. They translated it. They took all the wind out of it. They made it into nothing. They made it into like some old, right? They took the greatest treasure. You can't learn Zera Shavas. You can't learn anything in the beginning. Right? The Gross said the entire Torah was in the word Bereshis. It's all gone. They took all the... That's a very sad thing. That's worthy even of a fasting. That's what he suggests. Okay. Rishir ben Galil Omer Apis Farm Loi Tiru Shechtivu El Yivonis. Like we said, the Rav HaPaskin is like Rav Shir ben Gamliel, only in Greek. And then he even changed it and said even not Greek. Why only Greek? The Torah says, Yaftel Kim Li Yefes, give credit to Yefes, V'yishkon Ba'ol Eshem. And it'll be present, dwelling in the tense of shame, meaning, Devar of Shal Yefes, Yiyu Ba'ol Eshem. The words of Yefes, Greek, can be found in the base of Medrash of Shame of the Jews. V'yema gomer umagom, so maybe, so the other children of Yefes. Why dafka Greek? Amar v'chiyem bar Abba, hainu taimot, d'ksiv, yafto l'kim l'yefes. Yafyus yoshel Yefes, yehe ba'ol eshem. The beauty of Yefes. What's the beauty of Yefes? So the Mefarshim explain, Greek is the most beautiful of all the languages. And therefore, that was referenced to in the Torah, and that's why Greek. Fine, next Mishnah. Ein bein koi meshuach b'shevet ha-mishcha. There's no difference between a koi who was anointed with the anointing oil, Kohen Gadol, or Lemeruba Begadim, or to a Kohen Gadol where the oil was no longer around. There was no oil. It was hidden away. We don't have it anymore. Second base HaMikdash, there was no oil. There's no difference between these two Kohanim Gadolim, whether you had the oil or not, except for one difference. Ela par habal kol ha-mitzvos. There's a halacha that if a Kohen Gadol paskin something and acts on that psak and it turns out he was wrong, he has to bring a special carbon. Similar to a par halam davar shal tzibur, but for the Kohen Gadol. That cannot be brought if the Kohen Gadol did not have anointing oil. Why? Or that of a pasuk. Otherwise, they're exactly the same. Next, ein bein koi mashamesh l'kori cha'avar. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who's practicing as the Kohen Gadol and to a Kohen Gadol who was once the Kohen Gadol. For example, let's say the Kohen Gadol got sick or got tummy. So there was a substitute for a week or two. Now the Kohen Gadol number one comes back. There's no difference between Kohen Gadol number one and Kohen Gadol number two. Ella par yom kippurim. Only one Kohen Gadol could do yom kippur work. Or, and, Vasirut Ha'efa, the Minchas Chavitin that was brought every day by the Kohen Gadol. But, they both wore Shmuel and Begadim. Rashi explains, either one of them died, people left Ari Miklat, they both can only marry a Besula, all the rules apply to both. Except for these two. So the Gemara says, Ha'al Inyan Par Yom HaKippur Vasirut Ha'efa, Zev Zeshavin. But regarding the par of Yom Kippur, the individual par, and the Asir Se'efa, Zev Zeh Shavin, whether you had, this is the first part of the Mishnah, whether you had Shmona Begadim or even the Shavan HaMishcha. Masnisin Delo Ki Rav Meir. The Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. To eat Rav Meir, because if it would be Rav Meir, Hatanya, but we learned, Meruba Begadim, if you only have the eight Begadim, you never had the anointing oil, maybe Par HaBal Kol HaMitzvos. You can bring the par if you made a mistake. The Rameir holds that there's no differences at all between these two Kahanim Gedolim. They're exactly the same in every single respect. Even if the Kohen Gadol made a mistake. But our Mishnah said, Kohen Gadol making a mistake is one of the differences. So our Mishnah cannot be like Rameir. Divir Rameir. You know, a Kohen Gadol without the Shem and HaMishcha does not bring that carbon. Why not? My time, why not? My time is Rameir. The Tanya, Mashiach, it says in the Torah, Mashiach, he should be anointed. Ein liyala Mashuach b'Shem and HaMishcha. Meruba begad demenayin. So how do we know, even if he never had that oil, how do we know he's still considered a Kohen Gadol? Talmud Lomer, HaMashiach. It says HaMashiach. So b'mayu kimta, the lokir of Meir, that the first part of the Mishnah cannot be Rameir. Ein b'seifa. Look at the seifa. The seifa says, Ein bein kar mishamish lekohen sha'avar. There's no difference between the two kahanim gedolim, ella par yom ha'kippurim v'asir se'efa. Except for those two. Ha, l'chol divrehen, zev v'zeh shavin. But regarding everything else, they're equal. Meaning what? Do they both wear eight begadim? Yes. Who's that? Asan l'Rameir. That can only be Rameir. The Tanya. Irabo psul, umina kohen achar taktiv. Kohen Gadol got a psul. He got tamei. So they put someone else there. Then, Rishon Chodol Avadaso. The first Kohen Gadol goes back to his job. Vasheni, Kol Mitzvah Kuhuna Gadol Olav Divir Rameir. Rameir says, the second one, he's a Kohen Gadol. Okay, there are two differences. But otherwise, he's a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no. Rishon Chodol Avadaso. The first one goes back to his work. Sheni, Eno Roy, Lola Kohen Gadol, Vlola Kol Hedyot. He can't be anything. He's in limbo land for the rest of his life. Not only that, Rabbi Yossi, Meister, Rabbi Yossi, Ben Ulam, there was also a story about Tzipori, Shirbo, so he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he got Pasol, the Kohen Gadol, Aminu Tachtov, and then they appointed somebody else, and then he came back, Uba, Meister, Lefnei Chachamim, V'amru, Rishon, Chazal Avodah. So Kohen Gadol gets back his job. Shani, Einu Royal Lola Kohen Gadol, Lola Kohen Hedjah. The second one can't do anything. Lola Kohen Gadol, Misham Eva. He can't have two Kohen Gadol. It's only going to cause friction. It's only going to cause Eva. You can't have that. You can't have two people, you can't have two presidents, you can't have two Kohanim Gadolim. And Kohen Hedyot, Mishomayel HaMakodesh V'lo Meridin. You can't send him back down to be a Kohen Hedyot because he wants to wear the eight begadim. So what do you do with him? Nothing. He sits there the rest of his life. So what do you see? That the second, the safest for mayor. So the Gemara says, Reisha Rabbanan V'sefer of mayor. Is that true? You have one Mishnah with two authors. Amar of Chista, Id, yes, Reish Rabban, Amar Sefer of Meir, yes, no problem. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rav, Rebbe, he, it's Rebbe, Vanasiv La Aliba de Tanoi. Rebbe wrote it, and he picked and chose which Tanas he wanted.
The mutually exclusive.
Exactly. We'll do two more minutes, we'll get to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Ein bein Bama Gedola l'Bama Katana. There's no difference between a Bama Gedola and a Bama Katana. There were two periods in history when you were allowed to have a Bama Katana. A Bama Katana is a private altar in your backyard. The two times were during the first 14 years when the Bnei Israel entered the land, and then when the Mishkan Shila was destroyed, there were 57 years when it was in Nov Gizon and somewhere else, forgot where. Those 57 years plus those 14 years, those are the only times in history you're allowed to have a Bama Katana. Why could you have a Bama Katana? The Meiri says because there was no Aron. That's why. The Aron did not have a resting place. During the first 14 years, there was no Mishkan. There was war, they were fighting all the wars, and they were dividing up the land. And after the 369 years of the Mishkan, the Aron was captured. And for 57 years, they didn't have it. So during those times, it reverts to an old, different system, and you can have Karbanos in your backyard. So there's no difference between the Bama Gedola, which is in the Mishkan, and the Bama Katana. Ella Psachim, except for the Karban Pesach. You know what? Let's stop because I don't want to go over, and we'll just pick it up on Shabbos. It'll take 2 minutes. It's not hard, and we'll just pick it up on Shabbos. It's already 7 o'clock. Today's shiur was sponsored by Marcel and Tammy Shamin. L'zeicha Nishmas Chaya Blima Bas Mordechai. Everybody have a good Shabbos.
Yeah, that sounds machine.